In fact, you're dull, Dave.
I'm not even saying
all the
that.
The sky is blue. We don't care. We painted everywhere red.
I'm not even part of that.
Okay, I'm done.
Yeah, I agree with her on what she just did now, but I won't say so that you guys will not hate us. But this week, we're happy because one great thing happened to us this morning.
As now one.
We woke up. That's not one. That's Thailand. That's not one. Anyway, good morning to you. It's
good
a beautiful Monday.
I promised that I was going to be this crazy for Arsenal, you know. And for my dad's copy that you ate, you purge. Without calling me, you purge. I came here with violence.
I'm just looking at her like, Nkobi, this early morning. Why is it that we don't eat suya in the daytime?
Yeah, so there's a... So let me explain, eh? Mm-hmm. So there's like...
He's about to talk rubbish, but just listen. Go on. Go on. Sorry. I just had to put
Why
that...
Why would you do that?
I just had to put that...
In
1814...
Back in the day, our forefathers, you know, when they discovered how you could, you know, cut the meat the way it was
Alfred
cut.
Suya.
No. His name was Baba Ghana Suya.
The person that invented Suya.
Yes. So when they now realized that, you know, if you do it in the morning... Hmm. You know, flies will perch, all kinds of things. So they decided that at night, because in my place,
when
at night,
no
flies have gone to sleep.
Yeah, but Lagos flies stay till 10 p.m.
No, they go to sleep.
Okay.
But we're going to realize that.
Hmm.
And that you cannot serve it in a plate, in a tray, in the newspaper. When Baba Ghana found this out, a lot of people were laughing at him.
1811.
But Baba Ghana realized that this was a breakthrough.
Deep!
And when you know when you serve suya on paper,
stop
it
clapping,
has flavor.
You eat the print.
Come on, somebody.
Then
stop
when
it.
They put salt,
then
pepper
they now,
on it.
You know, Baba Ghana now realize that you blend groundnuts and mix it with pepper and spices. That's
Baba
how you
Ghana,
now have that
Baba Ghana
mix for suya. Hey God.
So
that became of suya.
So from then onwards, nobody.
You see, suya was sold only at night. See, by 5:30, they start looking for coal and you know firewood. They now start trying to light the fire.
That's
by
why
6
they say
o'clock.
Rome was not built in a day. It was built in a night.
It was a process. So every suya that you eat, there's processing it. Let me let you know in Lagos.
Oh my
that
God!
You can never progress without process.
The show has ended.
We're going.
Goodbye. Okay.
I don't know what we had.
Yeah, sorry, please. We are sorry. All right, so this is the show we've started this morning. It's a lovely Monday. If you're not alive, if you're not happy, it's your choice. If you're not happy,
please,
it's your choice.
Please, you're alive. If you're listening
if you're
to us
happy,
now,
it's your choice.
You are alive.
So be happy, all right? Those problems, they will get sorted, all right?
One way or the other.
Yeah.
All right, good day, okay. Once again, good morning and welcome to the show. My name is Mary Anna Cohn, just
so
you know.
Mm-hmm. And my name is Stretch.
Yes, and together
we will take you through the next 2 hours or less of your...
We'll be sane.
Yes.
We promise to be sane.
Amen.
As usual, we start off the show with Sound Off. Sound Off is that part of the show where we get to talk about social, political, all kinds of issues, especially the ones that affect you. You may not know how to say it or put it, but we know how to best put it. And then we do it on your behalf in the best possible way. Right after that, we go into the musings
yes,
for today.
Ma'am. And this is how we'll put it to you. Sound Off. Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And it's sports. Nigeria's Tobi Amusu has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Mbaduba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off.
Where we bring these
these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Give dates.
All right, it's 10:15 on the clock, and this is Sound Off. Well, the Federal Ministry of Labor and Employment had refuted media reports alleging bias in the payment of salaries of members of the Academic Staff Union of Nigeria, ASU. The ministry further dismissed ASU claims that their members were paid half salary for the month of October. In a press statement issued by Olajide Oshundun, head of press and public relations, the labor minister on Saturday said that both reports as grossly inaccurate, misleading, and barefaced distortion of facts. The statement explained that members of ASU were paid their October salary pro rata and not half salary as the media widely reported. According to the ministry, pro rata was done because they cannot be paid for when they did not work. It states that the Minister of Labor and Employment, Senator Chris Ngige, never directed the Accountant General of the Federation to pay university lecturers half salary. I think this should just freeze here. Now, ASU went on strike February 14th. And they didn't resume till 8 months later. Well, so to say, some schools have gone back and we heave the sigh of relief. Parents said, thank God. Some schools are going to start in January. Some have started some skeletal things going on. And we thought this was right behind us. And now we're hearing this again. Prata, half salary, non-salary, we won't pay for who did not work. I thought this was resolved. Nigerian parents, Nigerian students, the Nigerian populace, the entire world, we felt this was over. And this morning, Marianne and myself, we're not fighting. We're not arguing. We're just pleading. Can we let this be over? 8 months is a disgrace, is an affront. It's unacceptable, but we have accepted it. And we have hoped that we moved on from there. Hearing these narrations again and hearing ASU saying we could go back on strike, students warning if you go on strike again, government saying we will not pay you unless you worked for it, it's pro rata, the arrears will pay, will not pay. We're on our knees. We're saying, please, can we move on from here?
So, well, naturally, I don't know how to beg. I don't beg for nothing. But I want to beg because I spent almost a year at home back in the day because of strike actions. And I don't think it's a nice thing for us. It's not good for our young people, especially now. It's leading up to the elections. An idle mind, you know what they say. It is the devil's workshop. And we do not want our young people to continue to stretch their time in school when they could have done lots. There's so much ground to cover. And we know that this is just going to be a tug of war of sorts. And we don't want it to continue to extend. We know that the government is going to stand its ground. ASU will stand its ground. And the students will be on the other hand. In fact, you know what they say when two elephants are fighting?
The grass is
the one that suffers. Mm-hmm. We do not want our children to suffer. So ASU, please, we beg you. Federal government, Edjo, Emabinu.
Yeah, oh God.
Yes, I'm trying.
Yeah.
Enisuru, please, have mercy. Okay? Mbok, kuyaresit.
Kuyaresit. Because men are Edjo.
Yes. In whatever, every language, we are begging you. Please, Mr. President, wade in the water. Mbok. That's Sound Off.
Just what's up, Lagos? What's up? What's up? All right, 20 minutes past the hour, and you know what we do when it comes to this part of the show. We muse. And when we muse, you don't snooze, do you? It's 20 minutes past the hour, and we're asking you this. Let's get this scenario. Man and woman meet each other. Woman, teacher, husband, businessman. Love groove in leaps and bounds. They got married. Happy relationship. Money started flowing in. They decided, let us invest in something. And they bought a piece of land. Yes, some four plots of land. And the wife said, okay, let me build a school on it. The husband paid for the land. The wife built the ultra-modern school of her dreams. And they started. The business was going on so well. 6 years down the line, the relationship goes kaboom. It breaks up. And they don't want to see each other anymore. Yes, the two children, custody issues, settled. But our assets, how do we deal with it? Husband says, I'm the owner of the land, so give me my, I'm taking my land. The wife says, I'm the owner of the school. So what do you want us to do? So in this case, how do you think this will be resolved? Please, we want advice, legal or illegal. Let us know what do they do. They are both at each other's necks now. One says, okay, I'm not after your school, I just want my land. The other one says, well, on your land is my school and something is running on it. Lawyer, how do we sort this out? Our lawyer friend is not here, thank God. It's not Thursday, so we're asking you.
We brought it to the people's panel.
Yes. Mm. So what do they do? How does this get resolved?
Join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, 01-465-7190.
I think I heard that the line, the smart line.
Oh, the smart lines are bad. Oh, okay.
So maybe we'll just use, can the ladies accommodate?
I think we have other numbers. We'll try to reel out numbers.
So the ladies' lines can be touched. They're sacred.
Yes. Okay.
But you can send us your WhatsApp suggestions, what you think will solve this problem. The family is like, what do we do, husband and wife? Edjo, you guys should not let this thing get this bad. What do we do? How do we sort this out? And I was okay, let's bring it to the parliament of people. What happens? One person owns the land, one person owns the school, and both of them are saying, I will not agree. We did this together, but I want my land. This one says, I want my school. So where do we stand? So let's get to know. 01465-7190 will be able to get you another number that you can call us on. While
I think 0700 is working.
It's back now?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so let's see what goes on. If you can get us, if there's an issue, let us know. 0700-993-993-993. Our engineers have been working all night, and I hope they have this sorted as we speak. 01465-7190 and 0700-993-993-993. And you can also hit us up on WhatsApp. The numbers we'll give out in a bit.
Yes, on WhatsApp, you can also join the conversation and drop your message. On Twitter, you can use the hashtag WhatsUpLagos. That's hashtag WhatsUpLagos on Twitter. But on WhatsApp, you can send us a message. Don't call us, please. It's 0809-597-5805. That's 0809-597-5805. We'll have to go for a quick break and we'll be right back.
Follow us on Twitter.
All right, 10:42, and if you heard it the other time, well, you can keep it. But if you didn't hear it, what we're musing on today is this. Husband and wife, man and woman got together, love relationship, wonderful, and they got married. Yes, the wife, a school teacher, the husband, a businessman, and they got together, business got good. The husband said, let us invest and do something. The guy bought a piece of land, 4 plots of land. And the wife later said, let me take my teaching career to the next level. I need a school. And she got money together and built a school on the land. Some years down the line, the relationship went kapoop and they had to break up. And when this breakup happened, it wasn't a clean one. It was messy, but custody issues handled, but they needed to share assets. So it got to the point, who takes what? Husband says, I bought the land. I want my land. And the wife said, well, the school is mine. I need my school. And this is the case on the table. So we're bringing it to the parliament of the people. How do you think they should share these assets?
It sounds to me like a King Solomon situation.
Bring the child. Let's cut it into
let's
two.
Let's cut the child into two. And let our peace. No, but we want you to join the conversation. I'd like to let you know, unfortunately, the female lines are the only lines that you can call today. So women,
accommodate us.
Enjoy sharing.
Women, accommodate us. Thank you.
Sharing. So share. Just call 01465-7190.
Just for today.
Just for today. 01465-1190. I'll take it again. 01465-7190. Those are the numbers for you to call and be part of the conversation. How do we judge this matter? Who takes what and how? Mm-hmm. Will there be peace? Hello, good morning. What's
Hello,
up, Lagos?
What's up?
Turn off your radio.
Turn off your radio and give us a what's up, Lagos. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, Esquire.
Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Igwe.
Igwe!
Give me water.
Igwe, sorry. Igwe, calm down. Take calm down.
Water.
Calm down.
Water.
What do I have? Calm down, Igwe. You have done it. Welcome to the show. Welcome.
Thank you.
Igwe, now you can go.
The land, if you want to share the property, the property be share, that campaign, you know, the woman cannot carry her school out of the land. And the land, the owner cannot take away the land from the school. So now, the thing is that since they have the pickings, they have the pickings that can take care of it. So they can will it to the pickings.
Okay.
And the pickings will take it. We'll take care of it. Okay.
Okay, the currency of South Africa, Rand, Abi.
Why are you like this? But why?
But he did that on purpose. I like that.
Why?
They're Rand.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Kwano? Hey, God.
Yes.
Moses, long time Moses, now, have you been?
Yeah. Now, hello?
Yeah, listening.
How are you?
You know me, I like breaking tables. This is the truth.
Okay.
I don't understand in the first place why you will marry and when you break up, you say, I want to take my team back. You don't take it. There's no love. People don't know what love is.
And that's why they are breaking up.
If you love that woman, you will live. And if maybe you want that asset because you don't have, because if you have something you can always rely on, or you have a house of your own, you burn that.
They both shared it now. It's their money.
The best thing they can do, keeping a house in build on top, and they can still share it to 2+. We they see how so they build together, whether they
school
give
don't be on top. Oh. School can, don't be school don't on top.
School be on top. Whether school not be on top, they can share the school to 2. The property is 2+. It's 2+. They can share that 2+ or 2. The ones that will go here will go here. The ones that will go here will go here. No big deal. But it's their children that they have that will still own the 2. So they can they can decide to manage the profit coming from the business together.
Wisdom.
There's no need of breaking one person's property or breaking. It's your wife. It's still your wife. I don't understand.
Okay.
People should know what marriage is. They should not be diving into that thing, Jerry.
Thank you. See, because it's their land. Are we going to use a machete to divide the building that has already been erected?
Stop doing your mouth like that. You're taking sides by doing your mouth like that. It's your land. If you see her mouth, you know what she means. When women do their mouth like pencil.
Excuse
you? It's your land. What do you mean
by women?
Men.
What do you mean? Are you a woman when you do your mouth that way?
I don't do my mouth that way.
Oh, really?
Unless both of us talk like that. No. All right.
Something's wrong with you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Queen of Sheba is greeting you.
The Queen of Sheba, my darling.
Queen of Sheba is married to you.
Yeah, I'm greeting her, my sweet.
Who is she? She's answering you.
Top of the day to you.
Thank you very much.
I have told my son to make sure all his salary is paid into your account.
It is going like that. Okay. It's our salary.
Yeah, it should be so.
Yes, ma. I am broke.
She's a queen. Yeah.
She's a queen.
She needs to be treated as a queen.
Yes, and I'm broke. I don't have money.
Yeah, as regards to what you are saying.
Yes.
The love has principles. You cannot, because of love, go blind. How do you not see what God has given you to appreciate? So, unless it is 2+ of land, and school has already been built there, school must have a play field. So, all the 2 land is occupied. It's supposed to people be more than 2+. So the lawyer is the one to determine, record the 2 of them.
Okay.
And that so amount, hence the person is the owner of the land.
Okay.
Should be merited to the husband, the former husband.
Okay.
And whereby she refused.
She should be jailed.
Hello.
Yes, we are listening.
Yeah, the landlord, the owner of the land, have rights. to demand back his land in an empty way. So he can use a bulldozer to remove every bit of thing from that land. And the land can also be rebuilt for the sake of the children. And ask somebody to run the school.
So
that the woman that betrayed him is of the devil. She betrayed the husband. And because she died to the spirit of mammon. So as devil is done with from heaven, the husband should do with that in that manner.
This story the story has now developed too. So this woman has been very wicked. We didn't even know this part we that brought this story. Wow. Spirit of mammon. That's a love for money. Maria, let us do this thing. If you are getting information, you are there laughing. Be laughing now. Yay, spirit of mammon. Okay, so thank you very much, Aigbe. I like the insights in that one. We didn't know most of these things. Good morning, guys. If the lady has money, let her ask the man how much the land is worth. UG from Ikorodu. That's if he wants to sell. All right, the other story, the other one says, the owner of the land is the owner. That's the law. If the wife likes, let her remove her building on the land. Except the husband is magnanimous. He owns everything, including what's on it. Ushe?
I think that you guys are getting something wrong.
How?
It's a land that they both...
No, the man bought. She built.
She built.
Mm.
So when he bought the land, did he buy it in his name?
Yes. Yes. It is his land and her building. But she constructed. They were married now, so they didn't think about divorce.
It's tricky.
It is very tricky.
It's tricky, but mammon is inside.
Mammon inside. We know now. We didn't know before. What's up, Lagos? Good morning, Stretch and Marianne. In section 99.3 of the Nigerian Constitution, the husband is the owner so far as he is the one that bought the land. And if the wife doesn't accept, let her cuckoo carry her school building off the land now and leave the land for the husband. Ayo from Ogun State. Ayo. Eberolon. So I said, what's up, Lagos? This is the exact story of an acquaintance.
Really?
Wow. Can you...
Would you like to give us some insight?
Give us more. Yeah?
Yes.
Yes.
We didn't get your name because you didn't put your name, but would you like to give us some insight? Dunamis.
Dunamis, excuse ya.
Please. Can you give us some
How they solved it all. What's up, Lagos? I think there's another one. There's a last story, yeah? Okay, good morning, Marianne and Stretch. In the building, happy new week to yours. He's laughing. Almost Stretch, this matter go foul. If na me be the lawyer, the woman go refund the money the husband spent buying the land with some bonuses every year. And if they no agree, then go fight tire. Black Diamond from Ijora. Black Diamond, yourself like violence. You like violence. We have a minute, don't we?
All right. Well, I think that we can take a quick call before we go for that break. Okay. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Turn off your radio. What's up, Lagos?
Yes, cheers to life.
John from Ogba.
John,
they should look at the upbringing of the children. Even if they are parting ways in a bitter mood, they should take the if everything is destroyed now, how would the children grow up and survive? Their education, their upbringing, there are so many things involved.
Okay,
so let them go into partnership.
Okay. All right. So you bring your
prioritize the kids. That's what he's saying.
Thank you very much
for calling. For those of you who are just joining us, we're talking about the issue of property. Property between husband and wife.
Ex-husband, ex-wife.
So now they're divorced. But when they were together, the man owned the land. He bought a piece of land.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
All right, what's up, Lagos?
2 minutes past hour 11, and we're still on our news and different messages dropping one after the other, and we're going to be reading as we get to see them. All right. Good morning, Marianne and Stred. They both own the property. How?
They do for reseller. Hmm.
One person owns this. They want to divide it. They want.
That's the problem. How do we divide?
How do we share this?
How do you share? It has to be an amicable thing.
Yeah.
So how do you do it amicably? Because Madame says, I want to go my way. Oga says, I want to go my way. So how do we deal with the situation of things? That's what we're asking. So whether they say both of them own the land, okay, mm-hmm. Yes, we agree.
How do we share? They are not living under the same roof anymore. They have shared the beans. I want to go my way. You go your way. Give me my own. Take your own. One person has the land. The other person has the house. So how do we do? The mm-hmm. school, rather. All right? If you're a male or female, just for today, 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Get to call us and let us see. All right. Who's on the line?
Please turn off your radio.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. Good morning. Yeah. Morning, sir. What's your name?
Bola from Ikeja.
Bola. Solution.
So let the couple not spill their vomit, their bitter spill they have chewed on the children.
Okay.
Like one caller say.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let them go into partnership. Because of the sake of these children, the children have their life to live. Because when children live and fight, the grand suffer. Because they brought those children into this world. Okay, you bulldoze the property now. Then they land, there's nothing to do with it. You want to sell. Before you even construct anything on it, time. Okay. It takes time.
Okay.
Before you start to build the reputation for the school, it takes time again.
You don't have
competent hands. And if you say you are willing to sell, it takes time too. So let them look at what will profit them.
They should not be selfish. They should think about the children.
That is paramount. Very, very important.
Okay. Thank you. So when kids are involved, then they need to be the priority.
Just their ego they are dealing with.
What are the children going to eat?
The school.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Please do not pick this call and leave your radio on. It's very important. We can't have a conversation like this, all right? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hey, good morning.
Cheers to life. You don't do. Drink some water. Bele. We lost him too.
We didn't lose him, the call.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? We lost that call.
He's a period.
Sorry about that. Please call us back if you can. Maybe move to a different part of the house.
What's up, Lagos? Are you there? Maybe not.
Nobody's home. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. Morning,
cheers to life. Good morning.
Cheers to life. Good morning. So, concerning this case, this is Yuri from VI.
All right, Yuri, go ahead.
So, concerning this case, I think if I was the judge in the case, I think it's quite easy. You can only do what is feasible. So, the land is not movable, the building is not movable, and there were once a couple. Okay. So, what I would suggest is the wife should, or the ex-wife, should pay the husband's rent for using the land. That's the only way.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Pay rent for using the land. Whatever he says is rent, right?
Yeah, they should find an amicable rent or a lease that he can lease the land to her. So the school is a business. So you don't expect her to be making money while the husband earns nothing. So if she's making money, if, for example, she bought the land from someone or leased the land, she would have done that either way. So she should pay the husband rent or lease money for using the land. And they have to make sure it's reasonable. The husband does not put an unreasonable price on it.
Okay. Makes a lot of sense.
This makes sense. So
thank you.
If I have to pay rent, then it has to be reasonable enough. Don't forget, I take care of your children.
Don't go there. Don't go there.
Children are now brought.
What do you mean? I take care of your children. What does that mean?
Yeah, I take care of your children.
What do you mean by that? You take care of your children. Are they not your children?
Why were you arguing here now? Why are you arguing?
Go on.
Somebody just said that we need to prioritize the children, and I'm speaking for the kids. And
so don't say I take care of your children. Are they not your children, the woman?
They're my children.
So why you say I take care of
your
children?
You're their father. You're supposed to take care of us.
How do you?
Don't say this on air.
We already said it on air.
Don't.
You're supposed to take care of us.
Because of what? Where?
Because
you're not. You don't have a. Because
we're married.
Please speak call.
Why? Argue with me, please.
There's no argument. Everybody knows. Pick the call.
Who's everybody?
Pick the call.
I'm not picking. Who?
Because
who's
I'm supposed
everybody?
To take care of you. Pick yes. the call.
Yeah. No. You take care of me.
Pick the call.
I take care of your kids.
Okay. I've heard you. Pick the call.
No. We have to agree.
I can never agree to that fallacy. Okay. Do you want to pick the call?
No. I want to argue.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the show today. She's not picking calls.
Is that possible? You lose your job. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chester yes. Live, good morning.
This only is your for the bulu.
Come and deal with this matter.
You see, that kind of case, eh? Hello?
Yes,
we're listening.
Hey, she been a me married the woman, eh?
Uh-huh.
For Igbo land, the woman know the girl land, though.
No, you're the owner of the land. There's no question to that.
That is her school.
But then she built the school on the land that you own.
I understand it now, yeah?
Uh-huh.
I'm the husband, Abby.
Ex-husband.
How you still have children with me, Abby?
Yeah, but we're no longer married.
You're no longer married now.
The woman go leave my property now.
She has left your property, but it's her school.
The school is hers.
If you reject me, make you reject my thing too. My,
the school belongs to her.
The school is her own. She built the school.
The land belongs to me.
Yes.
But she has
and
the school.
And she built on my land.
Uh-huh. Yes, as your wife now.
Hey, you leave me now. You don't leave my property now. Hey. Everything about is my own.
Okay, Eze, but your children are with her. So what is going to happen?
How will my children be with a woman?
Hey.
For where? Where that one they happen?
Hey.
No lawyer will go judge that one. Where I go agree with them?
You never
now judge. Eze,
I have some words of wisdom for you. You never
give me the word of wisdom. Because woman no get inheritance.
You're not getting. I'm giving you wise quotes. You never cheat on chin. That's it. Because really, that's another tug of war. We're trying to say let's do it amicably. Let's split. But when you say you can't take the children, that's another wahala.
No, but like from what our lawyer has been telling us, there's no body, male or female, that is to take the child.
Yes. Yes.
So it's not that the children are with the woman or with the man.
Yeah, the
it's
children
what
are
the
with,
court
yes.
decides.
And then if the children are of age, they can also ask them.
The court has to also decide what is
best for the kids.
Yes, so
yes.
what the law says about it.
And both parents can be really capable. It's just what's convenient for the children. Do the children want to stay with mom or dad? Hello, good morning.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life, good morning.
Good morning to my Mimi and Stretch.
Yes,
morning.
Sir.
Stretch, now your guy, Ekene.
Hey, Ekene, how are you?
How the man?
Hi, a long time.
Let me see, this is my 30 years.
Yeah, go ahead now.
Ekene, what would you do?
This is what we call, what the God does together, not much to put us under. See, this kind of matter is either they go back to they marry themselves, or the woman should balance the man for the land, or the man balance the woman for the school. Oh. That is the only way this issue could be solved.
They can never president.
In either ways, payment has to.
Money
happen.
Has to just change hands.
Money has to change.
Ekene, thank you.
Ekene the king, so something has to happen. Something has to give. Oh, let's see if we can take a few messages before
01465-7190 is the number we're using today. So if you're male or female, you can be on that. 01465-7190. Situation, husband and wife, they got together, lovely marriage. And they both decided, let us invest. The husband bought the piece of land, 4 plots exactly. And after some time, the wife said, hey, let me go my career, educational career. Let me build a school. And she did. And after some time, they split. Now they're thinking, how do we split the assets? Good morning, Marianne and Stretch. My take on the topic on ground is the two couple, or rather the couple, should sell the house and share the money among themselves. No long story. Derek Titus from Ajegunle. All right, we read another one. My name is Dunamis
from Surulere. All right, we go down. So the story, there's a dynamic story. The story is that Jude, is a pseudonym you're using, a businessman, got married to Marianne. Okay, I hope that's another pseudonym. A civil servant with the state government. They have two kids and a 13-year-old and a 10-year-old boy, a girl 13, boy 10. Marianne inherited two plots of land from her deceased father. Since they were a couple, Jude decided to develop the land property. He built a four-bedroom duplex with a BQ, a small, beautiful vegetable garden. Fast forward to 11 years later, Jude started sleeping around and bringing them girls to the matrimonial home and bed. It got, It got what? Let's see, where were we? We're still back.
It got worse
that reports of his sexual philandering filtered into the wife Marianne's ear. Marianne will kill you. But the straw which broke the camel's back was that Jude and his girl came home for exploring and Marianne left her office at the same time to go home. She found Jude and the girl in the bedroom and challenged them, and they both beat Marianne to a pulp and rolled her out of the property into the street. Marianne thereafter filed for divorce and asked that her land be given back to her, as it is an inheritance from her late father. The two kids are in the care of the wife, who now lives in a room in her late father's property. As of today, they are still going back and forth from courtrooms, and the wife's family members are also standing behind their daughter. God, this is a pathetic story, actually.
It's the F on tree for me. It's the temerity.
Well,
it's
sad.
It's the guts
to do that and beat her on top of
and drag her out of the house.
Drag her out of the house, and now she's living.
What if her father's ghost stands up and beats you?
Well, the man, ghosts don't quickly do things like that. So you've sent them away, and now she's living in one room. One room with your kids,
and she did nothing but.
They're renovating a part of hell for you. All right. This says, good morning, Nigerian Info. They should come to an agreement whereby the woman pays the man for the current value of the property, or she pays him yearly rent on the land. Simple. All right. Hello, Mariana Stretch. One thing I'll say is it will be maturity to solve the problem or separate with less harm and more good. Stretch, ask Miriam, the kids you are taking care of. Who is taking care of you?
It was me until you started philandering.
I beg you, who's talking about philandering now?
You were philandering.
I never have.
Yes, you have. I caught you. Remember, you beat me to a pulp.
And rolled you out of the house.
Yeah, exactly. My own father's house.
So this story is not your own.
We die here.
She has claimed the story.
Hey.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good morning, guys. The woman should just pay the ex-husband rent. Pay a favor from Iba. Just the rent. Okay. What's up, Lagos? Good morning, everyone in the studio. To salut, planteur, c'est dit. He who owns the land owns all in it, beneath it, above it, and attached to it. That's the law. By law, the man owns the land, all the buildings on it, and the woman should have to apply wisdom. Ordinarily, it wouldn't have been an issue since she has children from the marriage. But the fact stands that aeroplane has passed between them, so everything becomes an issue. If she can't get the man to pay her off, it will be a way to go. The rent arrangement might not work because any time the man vexed, madam should expect quick notice. The woman should just make up her mind and prepare to cut her losses. Adolo OV Esquire, Maryland. Thank you for the Latin. Yeah, thank you.
Let's go back to the phone lines because we have a few more minutes before we wrap things up here.
Wow, this is
hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio, guys.
What's
come
up,
on.
Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Chester Life? Good morning.
Yeah, this is Mama Niger.
Mama Niger, welcome.
Yes, here I come.
All right.
So the thing is that the man bought the land.
Yes.
And he don't know what to use it to.
Yeah.
So the woman now show him what to use the land to by building the structure on the land. So the woman is the owner of everything now.
Hey,
so
Mama Niger.
He don't know what to use it to.
Mama Niger, see law. Mama Niger, see law.
Hey.
manager. When you bought it, like, they don't know what to do with it.
I help you.
So I said, let me be something on it. So it's
now
my own.
Now you want to come out. It's, hey. Excuse me, it's my own.
I am a Niger.
If that's how it works, okay.
House doesn't have CEO. Oh,
sorry. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
Hey, live. Good morning.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Oladipo.
Oladipo, go ahead,
Dipo.
Sir.
The struggle, the sleep, See, the man cannot collect rent or lease from the woman because they don't want to have anything to do with each other. Apart from the children.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing is, the man, how much you want to sell land? Woman, how much is your building worth? Sell it and share money. Go and buy land elsewhere. A woman buy land and build or something. It cannot work. That is the best.
Sorry.
Makes sense if that's the solution.
Well, it can be tough.
You know, but it's somebody that will buy them, buy the two, and the person probably have the school and the land. So why can't it be both of them? Because if you're saying sell and share money, somebody will buy now.
What's wrong with me conniving with somebody to buy the land?
Yeah,
me. Then I will not take the... still come back to me.
Wicked.
I'm just smart.
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? Yeah. Okay. Yes. What's going on? O'Shea, what's your name, sir?
Joseph.
Hi, Joseph. Have you eaten this morning? You sound like you need some pick-me-ups.
Well, man, this story is a very simple story. And a very simple something now. Yes, Shabi, you build on my land now.
Yes.
Where is it? Is he get any agreement where actually you can't build on my land or you build on my land?
Joseph!
Maybe illegally now. I have the property. Then did you build on my land illegally?
Oh, all of a sudden, that building is now illegal.
Why didn't you report?
Wow.
Did you lodge a complaint?
And now then if I want to even move my eyes away from those things, then you pay me rent from the day you built on that.
Oh, God, you do not like your wife from the get-go. You are just evil.
Joseph, why didn't you complain?
She wants to prove something now. She wants to do something now. So myself, I would stand on my own because the honor of the land is the honor of everything. Joseph.
Remember not to quarrel with you.
Joseph, there's a special place for you. Hello.
Thank you, Joseph. Thanks for calling.
All right, we'll take a few more calls. Don't forget, we're talking about a situation between Mary Ann and her so-called husband.
Ex-husband. He was a husband when they were married.
He was a husband who was philandering.
You don't have that detail.
Philandering.
It's not part of the story.
Bringing different girls to their matrimonial
bed. You have taken his second story now as the story.
Yes.
Oh, God, help us.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, can you? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is Innocent.
Innocent, turn down the volume of
your
radio.
And call me back, all right? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life. Good morning.
Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning. Who's speaking, please?
Yeah, this is Igwe Victor.
All right, Igwe, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to fire that. The only simple solution to it is let them just sell the land, let them share the money so that there will be peace. Everybody will pass away.
What if one person says, I don't want to share?
We'll pass the message to them.
What if they say, I say, it's my school, I don't want to sell it. Where would the children go?
What about the owner of the land?
What's going to happen?
The owner of land says, I want you off my land. So it has to be mutual. You can't stand on the ground. You can't be stoic on the ground. You have to compromise. It's my school. I don't want to. You will lose.
Why would I compromise when you have been using my money and my matrimonial bed to
you
be
buy
flat?
That matrimonial bed now. Oh, yeah,
you're not even a serious
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? Yes, so what's up? What's your name, sir?
It's me, Innocent.
Okay, Innocent.
I'm calling back.
Okay, Innocent, go ahead.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, the thing is very, very simple. Like the other man said, before the previous last caller, they can sell the bull and the land and the building and share the money equally. The thing is very simple.
Easy peasy, so Abby.
All right.
Just sell it and share the money. If they cannot leave it for their children, they can sell
it. Yes, I drop in Latin for that. In Latin, it's called Sellus Profitus. Mecus Monus.
Your people.
All right, so I say, hello, guys. Why is this women always say your children? You must take care of me and your children. Shall we not date this marriage together? I beg you.
But thank I take you, care brother. Of you.
You take care of me. Am I a dog?
And you now still carry that care and go and give another person.
Okay.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Go ahead, quickly.
Okay, for me, if we
have... We have to go. I'm so sorry. We have to go for a quick break. And that's the show today, Lagos.
After the break, we could say bye-bye.
This is Lagos. And this is where we wrap things up today on the show. Thank you, Lagos, for being here.
Thank you very much.
All right, we got to go. But tomorrow we'll be here with two full hours discussing for development. My name is Mary Anako.
My name is Stretch Original on Instagram, Stretch Cool on Twitter. Bye-bye.
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, MIMIEYO. Up next is Energy Solutions. Lagos.